Our last class.
Our last class. So, I was thinking, I'll take a couple months off and then maybe start back up in end of October. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. If you want. Okay, so let's take some deep belly breaths. Release any tension that you can. And continue to breathe deeply into your abdomen. Continue to release any tension in the body. Focus on the left nostril as you breathe in and out. Stay relaxed. Focus on your right nostril. Keep your breaths long and slow. Then as you breathe in, focus on the right nostril. At the top of the breath, switch to your left nostril and breathe out. As you breathe back in through the left, at the top of the breath, switch to your right nostril and breathe out and continue in this way. With slow, deep breaths. Now focus on both nostrils at the same time. And now let go of your tension, of your attention on the nostrils. And bring up something that you want to be free from. Could be a memory of something or sensation in the body, pain or tightness or some kind of emotion. Whatever it is, just let it come up and be there as it is. Don't try to change it in any way. Don't try to control it or push it away or pull it towards you. Let it be as it is, without touching it at all. Like you're in a museum and you can't touch the art. You can't step over the line. You must just watch it, look at it. Observe it. Notice that whatever it is made up of awareness itself. That it is not separate from awareness, your awareness. Just feel into that. You can also notice that the I who has the thing they want to let go of is also made up of awareness. The I is an appearance, a vivid appearance of the awareness, a dynamic apparition. Consisting of only awareness. Just like the object of your attention. And now if it's still there, whatever it is that you want to let go of, just let it dissolve. And along with it, let the I who perceives it dissolve as well. Let go of the object and the perceiver of the object. And see what remains. The one who perceives and what is perceived are part of the same mechanism. They arise simultaneously. And you can let them dissolve simultaneously. Not through any intellectual process. Just through relaxing and being what you are. Let everything dissolve into beingness. Into awareness. It's okay if thoughts come. The awareness doesn't go away when thoughts come. The thoughts are just a part of the awareness. The appearance. Of the awareness. The momentary, vivid spectacle. The more familiar we become with the awareness that is already there, always there, the less we get thrown off track. The less we become lost in thought, caught up in problems, circumstances. The more we gain familiarity with awareness that is always here, ever present, the less we worry. The less we suffer. The less we are searching for something that we don't have. The more we rest as the awareness that we are, the more we are fulfilled, the more we feel whole and complete unto ourselves. Without needing anything external. The more things even out. Become equal. all appearances become equal. Including the appearance of the eye or the personality. Resting as awareness requires absolutely no effort whatsoever. It is completely devoid of efforting. resting as awareness is also devoid of complication. If it is complicated, it is not awareness. It is not complicated because it is singular. It is the singular basis of all that is, the ground of being. It is devoid of being two. Of being more than one, of being a subject and an object. And yet the appearances that emerge from within it appear to be many. But that is just a play. A show. Do not try to get into a state. Awareness is not a state. A state is just an appearance. Like any other object. If we try to hold on to a state, we are going in the wrong direction. We are grasping at appearances once again. So if you find that you are trying to be in a state of some kind, let go of that and rest. and just be naturally what you are. Whatever you think it is, that is not it. Because it cannot be thought. It is not thought. Notice if you are still holding on to something. And if you are, just let it dissolve, whatever it is. at your own pace. Open your eyes and come back into the room. The insanity of humanity can be described very simply such as the ocean trying to be a wave. The whole entire ocean thinking that it's just a wave. And all of the waves being trained to think that they are just waves, when they're really just the ocean expressing itself through waves, through appearances. So if there's an instruction related to this metaphor of the ocean trying to be waves, the instruction might be, well, if the wave doesn't really, is tired of just being a wave, the wave could also just keep on thinking that it's a wave, and that's fine also. But if the wave thinking that it's a wave doesn't want to be a wave anymore, or doesn't want to have the limitations of the wave, of waveness, then the instruction would be just to let go of the idea that it's a wave and be the ocean. If there was a very direct practice or method or maybe method is okay. It would just be for the wave to let go of trying to be a wave. And that's it. Maybe not so easy for a wave that has been thinking that it's a wave for a long time, but nonetheless simple and effective. My experience.
Yeah.
Anybody have any comments or questions?
Well, I think I somehow tried to be in a whole other metaphor, the wave or the ocean, but then I still wanted too much as being the ocean. And I still wanted to do things too much as being the ocean. That doesn't work, of course.
To do things as the ocean?
Yeah. So.
Why not? Why doesn't that work?
I think I put too much individual maybe frustrations and stuff into there. And yeah, that didn't work. I think if you're going to be the ocean, you just be, and that's it. But I was fighting too much.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Does the ocean fight the...
Well, maybe I try to, as I am the ocean, I try to use the ocean too much as a tool for my frustrations, and that didn't work, of course. It was not the ocean, but kind of another metaphor.
I see.
Yeah. I was actually nature.
Hmm?
I was actually nature.
You were nature?
Yeah.
Nature itself?
Yeah.
Nature. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Nature, like Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then changing mankind as Mother Nature didn't work.
Nature didn't work.
Months have been really rough, and but I feel like I'm in a different place, different from a year ago. Of course, we're always in a different place, but I feel like in a very different place. And for some time, I was afraid of getting depressed and letting myself go into emotions and just be. And I realized actually, I'm not doing that. And that was really good. And the reason I'm not doing that is because I learned a lot. Yeah. From you. And that's really good. And I'm really grateful that I came to this class in October last year.
Fantastic.
It changed many. It gave me a lot of tools. that are being really, really good for me. And it changed many things of how I see myself and how I see everything around me. So, thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. I thank you for listening to me rant for a year. But more importantly, I guess, it's very valuable for me to present this stuff. It's like a diamond. Giving a diamond away, and then other people have the diamond, and then they can give it away too, and it just keeps spreading. The diamond was given to me by multiple teachers and friends over the years, and I'm still honing that diamond, but it is a full-on diamond. It is fucking brilliant. So, for me to give that to you guys is one of the greatest things, maybe the greatest thing I could ever do in this life. So, it's very special. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, think of all the pre-work you've done to it and bundled it in such a good way.
Yeah.
Excellent way.
Good. Yeah. Welcome. All right, so hopefully all things come together. Then I'll see you in a couple months.